This is a fun one because too many people think certain things that they do are justified behind this we listen, we don't judge movement that's been happening, right? And in my mind, I'm just like, I'm going to do an episode about this because y'all are out of pocket, all right? So this is an episode about the things that I think people should be judged about. And yeah, I've been listening, okay? Number one, letting yourself go while in a relationship is a personal decision. It's not this person is making me feel like I'm beautiful regardless of anything. It's not, oh, they were eating what they wanted to eat and we were going out a lot and I just, you know, I just felt like I shouldn't have to care because this person loves me for me. Fuck that. People see you first. And yes, they get to know you and they love you. Yes. But that does not give you a right to not care about your appearance, to not care about your health, to not exercise, especially if you were exercising prior to meeting them, especially if you were working out prior to meeting them, especially the fact that they wanted to get to know you more when they saw you at the weight you were when they saw you. It's just not a fair thing to basically, quote unquote, let yourself go. I feel like this whole letting yourself go and, oh, this is happy weight is lacking a lot of accountability on people. And I think regardless of you loving somebody, getting to know somebody, or being in love with someone, you have to always keep self-awareness and you have to always set boundaries. So every date y'all go on doesn't have to be based around food. Go on a date where it's an activity. Go chill somewhere where you don't have to eat something super fattening. Go get smoothies. Go for walks after 6 o'clock. Let that be y'all thing. I don't know. But you cannot blame a person because you're in the relationship that you've been gaining. Ever since I met you, I've just been gaining weight because you always want to go out to eat. No, bitch, you can say no. Sir, you can say no. You don't have to have drinks every time y'all go out. Everybody knows liquor puts a lot on your body as far as like empty calories, ice cream, heavy meats, all of that shit. Be self-aware. The second thing that I've been judging all about is the fact that y'all think teachers are supposed to do it all with y'all kids. I believe that your kids need your guidance. That's why you're parents, right? Up to a certain point. And they need you to teach them skills. And it doesn't revolve around that's the teacher's job. You know what I'm saying? It can't all be the teacher's job because they see them a minimum times per week. And we have certain hours that they need to be learning life skills from us. And I just believe as a parent in parenting, you are the first teacher, okay? You giving your child an iPad and the internet and not telling them how to use it or the parameters of it is not helping your child. Your child always being in their room on the computer or on the game is not helping your child. You only doing something interactive with them once a week is not helping your child. You yelling at them to do this, do that, but not telling them why they should do this and do that and what does it help or what does it prevent is not helping your child. Your child has to be told things, but also explain the things that they are told. All right? You are your child's first teacher, not a teacher. Okay? They don't even get paid enough to be teaching all y'all kids. Number three, your kids don't read because you don't read. Okay? The struggle is real. And if you struggle and hide it, you're going to give your child an illusion that life is easy. I just have these things. I just get these things. There's no problems here. Do not struggle and hide all your struggles. Yes, there are certain things that kids don't have to know.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tea time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I have to deal with on an adult level, but don't hide the fact that getting through this month was hard for you. Don't hide the fact that you're saving, so we're doing less of what we used to do. Don't hide the fact that, yes, the lease is up, and when we move, we're going to get a smaller place because I'm trying to do X, Y, and Z financially. Don't hide that, because what you are creating is a child that assumes all the things that they want in life when they become of age to go get them will be easy. And it's going to be a slap in their face when they realize, oh, this shit ain't as easy as my mom showed me. Oh, this shit ain't as easy as my dad made it look. And your dad and your mom didn't explain to you the struggles they were going through in order to have the things that they had. The things that they were sacrificing in order to have the things that they were having. Right? My fourth one is, you are at 36 with the same fucking pillow you've had since you were 7. That is nasty as shit. Okay? That is yucky. There's so much shit that goes into a pillow when you sleep and you slob on it and you sweat on it. You should not be 36 with the same pillow that you've had since you were 7 years old. Okay? So let's talk about home hygiene real quick. I'm going to go through a few things, and I'm going to ask you, how many times do you change these things per week, per month, per year, every few months, you know? And just think with me, okay? Because everybody's different. Everybody grew up in a household that's different. And sometimes you have to ask people, when you were growing up, what were you taught? Now that you're an adult, what do you do? Because those are two different things, okay? Now, as far as the towel that you dry yourself off with and you shower with, right? How many times do you change that towel? Okay. Me personally, I'm changing that towel after 2 uses. Okay. If I shower in the morning after I went running, that's that first time I'm using that towel. I shower at night, that's the second time I'm using that towel. After I'm done with that towel, it's going in the hamper to be washed. Okay. Every 8 to 10 months, I'm changing out the towels that look dingy, that don't feel the best no more, and I'm getting new towels. And the old towels, sometimes I use the old towels for like dusting, cleaning the car, cleaning outside the house. When I'm doing planting, I'll cut them up and I'll just use them just in case something spills or something's a mess outside. But everything gets its proper use. But you should not be holding on to that one towel, drying yourself off after you shower for 5 days or once a week. Because let's think about this. In reality, we are never truly clean. Okay? I don't care what bath soap you use. I don't care how you exfoliate. We have a certain amount of dirt that is going to be on our body somewhere. Dried skin that's going to be on our body somewhere. And we're not going to be able to get everything. But you cannot be drying off your coochie lips, your ass crack, your back, your neck, and your face with that same towel Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and be like, you know what? I'll get a new towel now. What? What? And you wonder why you got pink eye? Come up, please. Two uses, put that shit in the hamper. I used to date a guy who mom taught him that you only use a towel once. Okay? Out of respect, do what you do. But you gotta have buku money to be washing up to eight towels per week because you only use a towel one time. Okay? That was extreme to me, but that was his thing. Right? And I'm not gonna make your thing be my thing and force my thing to be your thing. Okay? But I will say, I hope you got enough money to be washing all the time. And I hope you wash every week, multiple times a week, because to have a wet towel sitting around, as many towels as that is, and you don't want to wash clothes, you got to be fucking out your mind, okay? Washcloth. How many washcloths are you using per day? Should be at least 2 or 3, in my opinion. And you should be changing those washcloths out daily. Not every 3 days, not I have one washcloth per week. No, because then I have to ask you, okay, how does your shower routine look? That's a whole nother conversation. How does your shower routine look? All right, because when I go in the shower, I'm getting my whole body wet. If I'm not washing my hair, I have on a shower cap. Okay, I'm wetting my face, and my face gets washed first. Okay, and I'm using a facial soap, okay? That soap doesn't go on my body. I'm using a facial soap. And I'm using my washcloth that's for my face, okay? Then I'm going to take my exfoliating scrub cloth. I'm going to lather that hoe up. And I'm going to scrub from my neck all the way down to my toes, okay, with this shit back in front, okay? Then I'm going to rinse off. Then I'm going to take my body wash and I'm going to put it on my long brush that I scrub my body with, and I'm going to start scrubbing, you know, all the joint parts, you know, my back. All right, my feet will be the last thing that I am washing with that brush. And I'm going to rinse out that fucking brush. And that brush gets changed every 2 months. Okay, yes, if it's a wooden brush, great. If it's rubber, whatever. Preferably, I don't think the rubber ones scrub enough. So I like the wood ones, right? And I change them out, okay? Then, if I want to sugar scrub, I'm doing that last, all right? If I'm shaving, that's a whole nother thing. It's going to be the longest fucking shower ever. But I am confused about why y'all showers are 5 minutes as adults. I am confused about why y'all showers only need to include one item to wash your body. And I am confused about who taught you how to properly wash your body. Very confused, okay? And I am judging, all right? When it comes to your drawers, how often are you changing your drawers? Me personally, the same drawers that I slept in, if I slept in drawers, I'm not wearing throughout the day. I'm changing them hoes, okay? And I probably change drawers probably twice or three times a day, depending on what I'm doing, especially if I'm working out. Okay, I have a punani, and you have to keep down there extremely dry on the outside. The inside could be as moist as it wants to be, okay? It's a great world in there, but the outside of her, she needs cotton, okay? She does not like lace, okay? We've discovered that she does not like lace, okay? Don't bring me no motherfucking nice lace panties. She does not like that shit. She likes cotton, or she likes nothing. All right. Those are the options. Okay. 2 to 3 draws per day is what I'm doing. Men, I don't know what the fuck y'all do, okay? But there are dry fit boxers that exist if you sweat a lot, so your balls is not super sweaty and you're peeing, okay? Buy them, spend the money, okay? I spent a lot of money on very much great men's boxers for people that I were with in the past, okay? Because I just believe if I like those balls and I like what that is, it is my job to do best by it at all times, okay? So that is that. How often do you change your drawers out? Don't tell me you got a pair of panties that you've had since high school and you in your mid-30s. Don't tell me that shit. Don't tell me that shit. Okay, because no, those need to go in the trash. Okay, I have French underwear that has run into the 200s. I don't wear them often because they don't really hold anything. They just look cute, okay, and they're comfortable, right? I have underwear that I can go to Target and buy in the past. I haven't been to Target in a little bit. Don't beat me up. I have underwear that are just Hanes. I have underwear that come with a matching bra. You know what I'm saying? And I have underwear that don't come with a matching bra. I don't like those seamless underwear because to me it just makes my pussy wet. I don't know what it is. It's just like she doesn't like it. I don't like them shits. So I like cotton underwear. My favorite type of underwear that I like is V-strings. I love a high V-string underwear with like the strap at the side, and it covers like most of your ass and a lot of your front. I like that. That makes me feel comfortable, right? So I buy a lot of those. Workout bras, I feel like, hold me the best. That's what I like, okay? But I'm going to buy new underwear, and I'm going to throw out underwear every 3 to 4 months. I have a drawer that is overloaded with underwear and bras. I have underwears and bras that cannot fit in that drawer in my closet and drawers, because I feel like you should never, as a woman, have a shortage of underwear and bras. Are you crazy? And then I have... You know, oh, I'm tricking and treating tonight. Draws and underwear, okay? And those don't really get used that much. She Gets It Pod will be right back after these messages. It is that season once again, that returning depression, that seasonal depression, that just, you know, time where you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like being in the mix with everyone. You feel overwhelmed, or you're just missing people, and that's perfectly okay. And some people need more help than others. And when you're looking for help, sometimes it's not your friends. Sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's not the person you're in a relationship with that can help you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online at our fingertips. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we carry that are a bit heavier than the next person's. And so if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone talk to you and listen to you and give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, please check out our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hope you feel better. But I have them if I need them. I think all women should have a stash. But you do need to change those things out every 3 to 4 months, in my opinion. And if you don't, I am judging. Your toothbrush, every 2 months, change that hoe. If you have like the brush part that comes off and you could get the other little brush part and put it on there, do that. Okay? You should not be keeping a toothbrush more than 2 months, in my opinion. You should not be sharing a toothbrush with anybody because everybody's mouth bacteria is different, okay? I know you'll be busting slops with a person, hopefully not the globe, but why the fuck are you using somebody else's toothbrush? Stop it, okay? Socks. You should not be having socks still from high school. You should not be having socks from 8 years ago, okay? Your socks should be changed out every 8 to 12 months, in my opinion, especially if you're very active and you work out or you work where you sweat a lot. You should be changing your socks often. There's no reason as a grown-up you're wearing socks with holes in it or the bottom of your socks look like the bottom of your fucking shoes. It should not be happening, okay? Your pillows, you should be changing your pillows out every 4 to 6 months, okay? And they can be washed if they are cotton. If you have feather pillows, they're going to stink if you wash them, but you have to really dry them well, okay? But you can wash your pillows, and you should be changing your pillowcases, I would say daily if you are a night sweater. But if you're not a night sweater, change them every 2 days, okay? Because that's going to help your face be the clearest and not have so much oil and stuff sitting on it, because you toss and turn at night and it rubs on your pillow, and then you go to the next day and you toss and turn at night and it rubs on the pillow. I think that's the reason why a lot of teenagers have a lot of face acne, is because their skin is tends to be oily and they don't change their pillowcase enough. And if you have a teenager or a preteen, you know they have, it's something about that fucking floor that they would rather sleep on and lay on, or the rug that they would rather put their face on than to sleep on their fucking beds and that pillow, okay? But that's usually the main culprit. What else am I judging while listening to y'all talk about? I'm always going to judge your child that's 8 years old or 5 years old having the weight on them as a 20-year-old, okay? There is no reason why a child is eating like a 20-year-old on a daily, having soda, having chips, having three burgers when they eat for lunch. Like, as parents, we set the food frequency and what type of foods that our kids eat. There's no reason why your child is this big and you're clogging your child's arteries before they turn 13. Like, to me, that's a form of child abuse. I don't care what you say that child has. The whole family's obese. It can be fixed, it can be changed, but you have to choose to feed a child different. If you notice your child is overeating or eating snacks and eating junk food that they shouldn't have, you have to be so strict on that to save their life, to save their teeth. Like, I'm sorry you wanted to parent and be a friend, but being a parent is not about being a friend when your child is under 20 years old. You could be a friend with your child when your child is 30 plus. Okay, they're going to respect you more for it. And if you have a child and you feel like your child just doesn't like you and you guys never agree, then you're probably doing something right. You're probably doing something right. Because most kids are not logical and they're not going to see it your way. But if you're trying to help them see the betterment of what you're trying to do and they don't get it, fine. They're not supposed to get it. Okay? But I am judging if your child is 8 years old and they weigh the same amount as a 22-year-old. I'm judging the fuck out of you as a parent. Okay? Number 6. Babies in a home equals clean floors always to me. If you have a baby in a home and this baby is in a walker, or this baby is crawling, or this baby is under 5 years old, and I look at your floors and I know this carpet is supposed to be cream, but it looks dirty brown or it looks black, and you walk on this fucking carpet every day and your child is just on the floor walking around or crawling around, or taking a nap over there next to the couch on the floor, I'm judging the fuck out of you. That's nasty. At every house that I had carpet in, I was steam cleaning that carpet every 2 months. You would never see a stain in my rug. You would never come into my house and smell a stench. I believe children deserve to be raised in clean homes. As soon as people hit that door, the only way you would know that I have kids is because of the pictures on the wall. Not the toys on the floor, not the shoes all over the place, not the stains on the walls. I clean my walls. I clean the table. I clean my floors. But I have kids because, yes, they're in the pictures. You see them all around the house. Yes. They have rooms. And even in their rooms, they have toy boxes. They have places where these things go. Your house doesn't have to be a fucking mess because you have kids. If you have babies that are walking around and able to touch stuff and you don't have those plastic thingies in the sockets, I'm judging the fuck out of you. Especially if you're not a parent that has like a playpen thing that you can put your kid in rooms while you go do shit around the house. I'm judging the fuck out of you. I am. Sorry, I am. Okay? Number 7, men with holes in their boxers or socks. Grow the fuck up, go buy you a pack of boxers, and stop holding on to them shits, okay? And if you have loose wife beaters, throw that shit the fuck in the trash, okay? It has seen better days. It is time for you to get a new pack of 5 tank tops. I'm sorry, it costs about $15 now. Prices went up, go buy them shits. They feel better, they look better on you, and it gives other people, when they see you in your tank top, that you give a fuck about yourself. That's what it tells us. It's a good thing, okay? Number 8, people who date your friends or your family's ex. Out of all the fucking people in the city, in the town, in the state, in the world, why the fuck would you find interest in a family member's ex or a friend's ex? I know you don't own people, but don't be fucking messy. That's messy as fuck to me. I'm judging the fuck out of you. Because who's to say you didn't have those feelings when those two people were together and y'all was in the same room? It's just... And even in, I've always been like this, even in high school, if there was two boys that were friends with each other and I talked to one of them first,
wait, I'm going to keep doing the show. Just give me a minute.
I appreciate y'all for listening. Just so you know, this is not the only show that I do. When you listen to any recording that I do for Shambi Podding, you're supporting all the pods, and I appreciate that. I have 8 podcasts that I push out, all right? Some are not being pushed out right now. Some have content sitting out there for you to press play and listen to, and I appreciate every download and every listen. You can find the podcast on shambipodding.com. You can hashtag shambipodding. On Twitter, it's Shambi Busy. I have different Twitters for different podcasts, so be mindful of that. You can hashtag triple R. You can find the Real Relationship Rapport being recorded live twice a month on Stereo app. Download it. It's a world, okay? You can find Call Me When You Get Off podcasts on all podcast platforms. She Gets a Pod. The Creator Podcast, which is about art and creativity. Loudmouth Stereo is a podcast I used to do with Greg from Young Black and Bothered. It is discontinued, but the content is still out there. So What Page We On Be is with Casey and Kiki and myself. And we read books every season. We're on 19. What is this? The 19th season? Yeah, we're on the 19th season. And we're about to finish a book. And then we'll start a new book at the end of May. You have the Real Relationship Rapport with Dungeon and myself. That's on the Stereo app. I have a recording today. Yeah. We have Wear It Right with Shan, which is where I talk about fashion and style. And we have Cozy Womb Podcast, which is my very first podcast that I did, which is talking about parenting. All right. So there's a lot to choose from. I appreciate you all. If you want to figure out how you can support me, you can donate to the link in the show notes. If you just scroll down, you're going to see a donation link for a red circle. I appreciate it. You can buy merch on any of the shops. You can purchase some of the books on shanbypotten.com, or you can just retweet a tweet of about the show, repost a link for the show or a post for the show. Either way, I appreciate you and thank you for listening. And don't forget to do something creatively for yourself today. Now back to the show. And we break up. Me and your friend that you're close friends with, we will never talk. We will never fuck. We will never go on a date. We will never, I'm not doing it. Because to me, that's messy. I don't want you ever having a flashback that we had thinking me and this other person did the same thing. It's too close, right? But some people don't set that boundary, don't have that boundary. And if you have that boundary with people, don't assume the next person has that fucking boundary, because there's a lot of men and women who don't give a fuck and they feel like if you break up with somebody, regardless of how close you are with them, that they're up for grabs. And I cannot fuck with you with that, okay? I am not a Kardashian. If I had sisters and we were close in age and I dated a guy and then 3 months later, she's dating him, bitch, I'm gonna beat your ass just off of respect. I am. You could tell your mom. You could tell daddy. Y'all could try to have a meeting with me to calm me down. I'm beating your ass. So, you know, next time, bitch, yes, it's off limits. Off limits. When I break up with people, I don't want to see them at a family function. I don't want you bringing them for dinner. None of that shit. And I think the Lord knew I was like this, which is why he didn't give me no sisters close to my age. Because boy, I'll be with the clank, clank. Okay? Number 9. Messy drinkers over 25. Ain't nobody trying to pick your big sloppy ass up. Ain't nobody trying to put a man on their shoulders and drag him to the car. That's immature to me. If you're over 25, you should know how many drinks it takes you to be not good. Sometimes it takes me 2 shots and the elevator feeling is hitting me now. Sometimes that's all I need is 2 shots. Especially if it's brown liquor. Okay, I am not a drinker by any means. I do not like drinking continuously. If I do have multiple shots, I am in a hotel room with somebody I trust, or I am in my house with somebody I trust. There's a bottle of Hennessy that's in my kitchen right now, and it was not purchased by me. And the person that purchased it, when they come back, if they come back, it'll be right there on the counter for them to pour up where they left off. Because there's no alcohol that's sold in a bottle that I'm just like, let me get that. That's tasty. I've never tasted alcohol that was tasty. Now, would I like a mojito because it's mixed with other things and it tastes good? Yes. To me, that tastes good. But I'm probably only going to have one mojito. I am not a back-to-back drinker. I can't handle it. And I've never been so drunk that the next day I have a headache or I'm hungover or I'm throwing up. I've never been that drunk. I have no plans to be that drunk. I don't want to be that drunk. And I don't understand people who drink to a point where they have to, I have to throw up or I have to make myself throw up. Why the fuck would you drink that much to do that? Why would you mix drinks knowing what the outcome was going to be? Like, ew, no. Messy drinkers over 25, ain't nobody got time for that. Please, stay your immature ass at home. Please, okay? Number 10, being problematic about your food with a group setting pisses me off. I'm judging the fuck out of you, and I promise you, the next time I go out to eat, if you're invited, I'm not coming. Okay? Read the room. If you have an issue with your plate, get the fuck up and go to the manager directly about your plate. Do not make it a table issue. Okay? Because that's one thing that I do not play with. People who are disrespectful to the person that is handling their food or their drinks. People who are nasty because they don't want to pay what they owe these people for what they ordered. Don't do it. Okay? I'm judging the fuck out of you. I'm judging the fuck out of you if you smoking cigarettes and you claim to be a very clean person. What are you talking about? Your lungs look like doo-doo. What are you talking about? What are you talking about right now? Your baby's bag smells like a pack of cigarettes. Your baby's not even 8 months out of the womb. And instead of them smell like powder and baby lotion, they smell like a pack of Newports. What are you talking about? Your car stinks. Your house stinks. Your clothes stinks. Your room stinks. Your breath stinks. Your hair stinks. Your skin stinks. There's nothing about you that you're clean. You're a liar. You stink. You stink. And when y'all cough, I automatically think that you're dying every time. Every time. Okay? I'm judging the fuck out of you. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm judging you. Okay? Number 12. Women who gotta get cake face to be pretty or cute. All the fucking time, wherever they're going. That's annoying. That tells me there's something in your head that's not clicking. All you gotta do is hydrate your body properly. Coconut water or Avion is a great water to hydrate your skin. You gotta moisturize that skin on the outside. And you gotta take care of them teeth and smile more. Okay? You've been beautiful. You just ain't been tapping in. You don't need to put on makeup every day to go everywhere in order to be cute. It's not necessary. You don't have to do it. And number 13, the last thing that I'm judging people about, because I've been listening, is people who continuously complain without raising their standards. Stop fucking complaining about the same rotation of people you keep attracting and dealing with, and start raising your fucking standards. Know what you dealt with. Know what you don't want to deal with. And raise your fucking standards. Because if you're not going to raise your standards, and you're just going to get the same personality with a different body and a different face, please, shut the fuck up. Okay? But yes, that is my version of, yes, I'm judging because I've been listening. And I want y'all to continue with, we listen, we don't judge, so I can hear the bullshit that y'all out here doing, okay? And this is why I like my circles very small, and this is why I like my phone very dry, because the way people move out here makes me question you as a human being. This is Shan, this is She Gets a Pod. I thought I'd get that off for y'all. Yeah. Have a great one.